Jacko, the head sacrosanct in footy, a lot of legislation goes in to make sure protection of that's all okay. How important is it for you to be an ambassador for a cause like this?
Yeah, it's huge, mate. And over the probably past couple of years, it's probably been more emphasised on brain injuries in our sport and probably sport in general in Australia. So, I jumped on board as the ambassador probably 3 years ago now, and we're just really building and trying to get the awareness out there in the community. I think it's starting to grow, but I don't think you realise how many people get affected by brain injuries, whether it be sport-related or car accidents or whatever it may be. And it's a big thing out there, but it doesn't have as much awareness or support around it as some of the other charities. So for me, obviously, in sport, it's obviously a big thing in AFL, and I think we're doing a really good job of preventing as many brain injuries as possible.
Has anyone close to you had anything like this?
Not really, mate. I think a lot of the players, I mean, you look at Tommy Logan, who had a heap of concussions leading up to obviously this year, where he's been pretty good. So I think there's not been one incident in my life that's really connected me to this, but I thought it was a good issue that not many people were aware of, and anything that we can do to help get it out there and make it aware that people can see it, I think it's a great thing for the community, and it's obviously a big issue. I think there's about 700,000 people get brain damage, so there's a lot more people than what we probably think. So it's a great organisation which we can get behind and just get it out there for people to be aware of. Don't all fire at once.
From a footy perspective this week, Jacko, it's obviously an incredible test, the Hawks on a Friday night. But after a bit of form, you guys built against the Giants, do you feel like you're up to it?
Yeah, we're up for every week. I think it's a great challenge for our group. I think we put our foot in the right direction on the weekend, just playing that old Port Adelaide football, which was what we were trying to do. I think we've been disappointing most of the year, but probably the game against the Western Bulldogs where we weren't physical at all or really up for the contest. And I thought on the weekend we got back to some of our best footy by just wanting to compete and play footy. And where our defence started to come back, we're helping each other out, and then obviously our attack's still very potent. We've got a really good forward line, and if we can get in there enough times, they're going to kick a score for us.
And with that aggressive sort of mindset, which was a focus leading into the Giants game, the Hawks have got a bit of a reputation of carrying that into every game. Do you feel like it's going to be a bit of a battle between, pretty physical sort of battle on Friday?
Yeah, that's why they've been so good, I think, for so long. I think they do that every single week. Obviously, we fired ourselves up for the weekend, and the challenge this weekend is to back that up and go again. And win or loss, as long as we play that Port Adelaide football, obviously you want to win every week, but as long as we play that hard footy and really be respect each other about what we actually go about our footy, I think that's going to go a long way to us building form into next season.
Where does the drive to win come from now that the possibility of finals is over?
I think probably just a bit of respect back from ourselves first, and then obviously the community. I think over the last probably 2 years, we'd worked so hard to build that respect, and you can lose it very quickly. And our performances this year haven't been good enough, and we know that. We're the first to put our hands up and accept that. So it'll be about building trust and respect within one another. And I think we put our foot forward on the weekend, and we come off the ground and we're actually happy with the way we performed it. It wasn't the prettiest of games, but we actually competed hard and wanted to play for each other, which I thought was very exciting. So it'll be exactly the same this week. Hawthorn, we know how good they are. They've been so good for so long, and they bring that real toughness every single week, which is something that we're striving towards.
You said you wanted to play for each other. Did you feel that was lacking throughout the season?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's sort of a hard one to put your finger on, the play for each other. We're a really close group, but I think when your form's down and individually, I think the team's form's down, I think you sort of lack that, that just that little bit of passion and team first orientated. You start to think about yourself a little bit. I think it's human nature when you're not going as well as what you know you can be, or as well as what the group can be. I think you go in towards yourself pretty quickly. So for us, it was just about opening up, not worrying about yourself, think about the team. And I thought on the weekend, just the way we played team footy and cared for each other, it was half the reason why we were able to win.
Did you enjoy it a lot more? You must have just felt like it was a weight off your shoulders.
Loved it. I think I don't think it was where we're sitting. I think it was just the way we played the footy was the enjoyable part. I think we were pressing really hard. We were very aggressive as a team, backing each other up. I think the week before against the Western Bulldogs, it felt like we were on our own out there. Where on the weekend, you knew your mate was right behind you. I think most of the boys come in yesterday and felt really good about the way we performed, and you can actually be, you know, happy and put your chest out and actually be respected for the way you go about your footy, where in previous weeks we haven't been able to deliver that. Yeah, I spoke to him about that. Yeah, went through a couple, so it was good to put on his. I think they were searching for some big ones and got his number 23, which was good to rock for a week.
Did you take that on yourself to get in a few scraps and fire up the boys, I suppose?
Oh, not really. I think the whole mentality of the group was to play, you know, physical footy. That's what we've lacked. And I think to our credit, and GWS bought it as well, so I think it was a good, really good tussle on the weekend. And, you know, you got to see a good, hard physical game of footy. That's what people love to watch. That's why I watch the footy as a junior or a youngster, just for the contest and watch people compete. And that's what you saw on the weekend. And hopefully this Friday night you'll see the exact same.
Where do you look to try and beat the Hawks when you beat them? You kicked 8 goals in the first quarter and was devastating for you some of the rest of the year. Or do you look to the way Richmond sort of play keepings off? Which sort of do you try and beat the Hawks?
I think we'll be pretty attacking with what we do. I think Ken's you know, always encouraged us to play aggressive attacking footy. When I say aggressive, you know, pressing in hard and really taking on the game. So I think we'll go in for that mentality. I don't think we're going to go away from the way we play our football. Obviously, we want to defend first as a group, which we're able to do last weekend, and then attack off there, which hopefully this weekend we can do something similar and really challenge a really good side. We know that they're, you know, in form one, but they've been so, you know, such a powerhouse over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. So it's going to be a really good challenge for us, but yeah, it's exciting.
Ken's been pretty hot the last couple of years. You talked about winning back respect, like that was almost a catchphrase for the first couple of years under his coaching. You haven't heard so much this year, which you understand, but do you think it's a good mindset to be in, sort of in that sort of frame of mind that you've got to win back respect, puts you in a good space to play physical, play for each other, play with passion?
Yeah, I think so. I think you got to earn the respect from your group first. I think, you know, we've probably lacked a little bit within ourselves just because you're down on confidence and down on form. And as I mentioned before, you seem to go into yourself pretty quickly. It's probably everyone's mindset, whether it's football or life in general. If you're not going so well, you always think about how can I get myself out of it, not how can I work it out with the team. So that mentality is probably just to gain that respect within ourselves and play that brand of footy that we want to be known as, which is tough, you know, Port Adelaide football, which, you know, our club's built over numerous years. So we'll get back to that first, and then obviously the competition will see, you know, the brand of football they're playing. I think if you ask them, you know, last week it was, you know, they fall away and they're pretty soft. So for us to be able to step up on the weekend and play some physical footy was great, but we're going to have to back it up for the next 3 weeks. It's not about a one-week process. It's about building over the next, you know, 3 games and then obviously going to a big pre-season and hopefully come out next year and play the footy that we know we can play and that we want to be playing.
Just on that mindset, you said you're focused on the next 3 games and then pre-season. Where is the mindset of the players? Is it just focusing on the next few games and then you'll worry about next year, or are you already looking ahead?
No, definitely the next 3 games. I think we've spoken about the 4 games, which we're able to tick one off on the weekend. It'll be about this weekend. Obviously, the boys are, well, mindset will be on Friday night, but then it'll be obviously the next 3 weeks that we've still got left. We really want to build that form and respect back within one another. And then obviously, as I spoke about before, hopefully people from the outside can start writing some good stuff about us rather than some of the other stuff that they're writing. And fair enough, they are writing that. That's what we're dishing up. So it's just about playing that hard footy that we want to be known for instead of some of the stuff that we've been inconsistent with all season.